Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, friends. The Treasure Coast is just buzzing with excitement as we have another season of graduation and summer break fast approaching. And lucky for us, I have a lady on the line that can help us with all of those endeavors. She's been a partner of the program for a while now, but it's the first time that we're going to be able to have the pleasure of chatting with her. Michelle Cordera-Jones, owner of Michelina's Restaurant right there on US 1 in Stewart. My dear friend, you are a busy lady this time of year.
Absolutely, I am.
And I love that it's something that you and the entire team at the restaurant just really embrace, because I don't know of another company that does catering to the level and to the consistent deliciousness that you all do as a restaurant that does catering. I mean, it's just so impressive. And with graduations and other parties approaching for summer big barbecues, reunions, you name it, this is kind of your time to shine.
Absolutely. And like we always say, we cook with love and we can cook just about anything. We are primarily Italian, but we also have other types of food that we are that we cook up, and it's better than anywhere. So for your graduations, any type of gathering, we would love to host your party.
Now, I personally have been to several different events where Michelina's is the featured caterer. Last summer, there was a big outdoor barbecue event. I mean, your barbecue chicken was fall off the bone and so flavorful, delicious. And you're absolutely right. Like, in my brain, I didn't necessarily think call Michelina's for delicious barbecue chicken and hamburgers and hot dogs and really yummy pasta salads. But wow, it was A+ across the board.
Well, I have to say, Anna, we will be hosting that party again this year on June 6th.
Oh, okay.
And this will be, I think, our fourth year doing it. So obviously we're doing something right, because they keep calling us back year after year.
Well, yeah, and the volume of people, and you know, for your catering, you can allow for people to simply pick up the food and for them to serve it, or you can provide staff.
Absolutely. We do it all. Whether it's 10 people, 500 people, we do it all.
That's wonderful. And I recently went to a baby shower where they had it all themed like Winnie the Pooh. And there were cute little wraps and bald melons and different things in honor of the different Winnie the Pooh characters. So what's one of the most recent catering events that stands out that wasn't your traditional, incredibly delicious Italian cuisine that you want to highlight?
Well, that baby shower was quite fun doing, because it was stuff that we don't normally do. But the things that we did that they wanted, I think we perfected. I really do. It was amazing. I was actually, like, trying some of it and saying, like, wow, this is just amazing. So, you know, I kind of surprised myself
right.
by, you know, trying something that was kind of out of the box, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never made 120 deviled eggs before, you know, so that was kind of cool. And, you know, pounds and pounds of chicken salad that was out of this world.
So it was out of this world.
It was really fun to do that. And, you know, it also enables us to, you know, show our creativity a little more than just doing the traditional stuff, you know.
Right.
So it was really fun. It was great. I can't even think of one catering that really stands out, because Melissa is hard at work with, you know, booking so many of them that it kind of flies right by me, and it's, but I do get the compliments and the email, you know, the accolades and the responses from the emails, that they, you know, want to let us know how they really loved it and how our staff went over and above and, you know, it was actually funny how Tammy, one of my servers, said, you know, I was able to get the lady's phone number so that I could call her to tell her something later, and she texted her back, you know, like they were good friends, and they just met. So I thought that was, you know what I mean? I think that really says a lot.
It makes your heart sing. Yeah.
You know, that, you know, she was like, you know, what do you want us to do with the extra food? Like, we want to wrap it up for you and this and that and blah, blah, blah. It was just awesome. So, and I think we just go that extra mile to make it extra special. And, you know, we've become friends with a lot of people. Like, look how we've become with you.
I know, right? I can text you girls all hours of the day. I definitely want to have a party.
And, you know, like, we want it to be stress-free for you, you know, and we can do it all. We ask the questions ahead of time so that we know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guest knows what they're going to get.
Well,
and the food is always plentiful. That is for sure.
That is so valid. And you don't want to host a party and have people go home hungry.
Yeah, but when we did the breakfast, that food was amazing. I mean, I made that with extra love at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning.
So which she does not promote
in general. Well,
but she'll do favors for Anna.
But if it's enough people, some people want to do a breakfast for 20 people, and that's not us, because if it's 300, that's a different story, because mm-hmm. you know that you can make everything in bulk, and doing it for 20 people, we don't have that kind of stuff on hand, so it's just all specialty things. But if it's enough people, then it makes it worthwhile for everyone, and we can do it at a cost where it's, you know, effective for both parties.
Well said. Very well said indeed. And so we're talking about the graduations, and, you know, those are your older teens and reunions. Uh-huh. You know, that's generations of families coming together. Those are bigger events. Yet coming up, you're focusing on the littler kids. And we're doing our annual kids cooking camp. This is a tradition throughout Stewart where parents are literally waiting and messaging you, asking for the dates, asking to be like first in. This is exciting. How many years of a tradition are we doing, Michelle, with your annual kids cooking camp?
I think this is year 15.
Wow.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it was funny because when we first started, the first camp had 7 children and it had more workers than it had campers. And then we did up to 300 in one summer.
Wow. That says
a
lot.
So that's how far it's come. And it's been a staple for me for years, and I can't imagine stopping it at any point in time, even though I'm getting older.
Well, you don't look it. In fact, the restaurant just recently had a remodeling, and it is beautiful. But
thank
I do
you.
Love when the restaurant transforms with all the colorful boxes and lockers for the kiddos as they come and go. So let's talk about the camps. It's going to be Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yes.
Okay. And you give the kids breakfast and lunch. Is that something that they're making themselves to enjoy?
Yes. So we start at 5 years old, and it goes up to 10 for the younger group. And then we have an older group that's 10 to 15. So the younger kids, they cook their own breakfast and their own lunch every day as a group, and they all get to take turns. And they all get to make their own, like, pancake or waffle or chicken tender or mozzarella stick or pizza. They get to take home their own pizza that they choose what they want, how much sauce, how much cheese, how dark they want it, whatever. And then they take home a bag of goodies every day, Monday through Friday. So a lot of the kids are so excited when they get home, they can't wait to show their parents what they made.
Right.
They make everything. Everything is homemade. Everything is from scratch. They measure their own things. I go over the recipe with them step by step. We have volunteers and workers that are watching them to make sure that they're not horsing around and getting burned or anything like that, so that, you know, so we keep it all cautious, you know. And then they just are so proud. And at the end of the week, they get to take home a cookbook of many of the items that they made that week.
Oh,
so usually they'll want to do their favorites. Like, I did oatmeal pancakes with blueberries, and they said, "Ew, that sounds terrible." And then I said, "Oh, wait, you know, let's put the ingredients together. I just want you to try it." And that's the one thing, I've gotten children to try things that they've never had before. And I'm like, if you don't like it, that's fine, but just at least try it. Everyone loved the oatmeal pancakes. It is like so delicious.
And they can replicate it at home now.
Absolutely, because they are going to get that recipe. So they get like 25 recipes. It's pretty cool.
That's very
and
special.
Then we have the 10-year-old to 15-year-old, and theirs is more like a competition. So they work in a group all week long with the same children, and they are, at the end of the week on Friday, they compete against each other with judges just like Chopped. And they have to present an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. And they have 45 minutes to create that. So it has to be something that can be done in that amount of time. And then they bring it up to each judge, and then the judges critique it, just like Chopped.
That is
so
fun.
And I have never seen such competitiveness. Oh, my goodness. And at the end of the day on Friday, we choose a winner, and that is so hard. But I always tell them, just so you know, in my eyes, you're all winners to me.
But of
And that
course.
Kind of gives them a little bit of a smile. But they're so competitive that whoever wins, I mean, they're sweating. They're sweating, literally, to see who wins. And then it's just, it's a joy. It's really fun. And then I also give out like two little prizes for, I can't remember exactly, but say like the most improved or the nicest or the most helpful, child.
Sure.
So that there's other prizes, not just that group that wins. And it's funny because a lot of the same kids come back because they can't wait to win.
Well, let that be a drive. I think that's fabulous.
Right?
Yes.
And then the one group, one week, they all came back to the restaurant with their parents for dinner. So it was like 20 people, kids and adults. And because we give them all gift certificates at the end of the week, they get a $20 gift certificate for each child that attends the camp to come and dine at the restaurant.
Where this time they're not making their own food. they love
no,
it.
No, they don't. But if one of the children comes in and with her family at night for dinner, perhaps, we will take them back in the kitchen and let them make their own dessert.
Oh,
and they
cute.
Just think that is
the bee's
amazing.
Knees. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my
they
heavens.
Love it. And they get to carry it out on their own. And all the guests in the restaurant are like, who's that? Well, that's one of my cooking campers, you know. Or they'll see another cooking camper in the restaurant. Oh, that person went to my camp, you know. But a lot of the same children come back every year. And all my employees are previous cooking campers.
Isn't that something?
Uh-huh.
It's a testament.
Pretty cool, huh?
It's a testament to you, your family, and
yes.
and Chef Melissa, and just everything that you run. Uh-huh. Because it isn't just cooking with love. The whole experience from the time that you open the door, you just are greeted and felt and treated like family. It really is one of a
That's
kind.
That's our motto.
Mm-hmm.
That's our motto for sure. And we always like to make you feel like you're in your own home. That was always my goal, is to make someone feel like, you know, wow. I love going there because I feel like I'm in my own home.
Yeah, I'm comfortable. I love it. And I will
Welcome to the family.
Have seconds. Yes. So the cost per week is so reasonable. For just $315, they're getting breakfast and lunch. They get the gift card to use again later. And there's always these little goodies that they're coming home with. So that's a lot of
and
value.
Like, say, for instance, we'll cook and, we go at a pretty good pace. And so I don't let them eat all day long, obviously. I don't want that. But I will have them make something and say, okay, now we are going to box this up and we're going to put it in your bin to take home. So by the end of the day, they have at least 5 to 6 items that they're taking home. So they'll have their lunch, and whatever lunch or breakfast that they have, we always make extra, so they definitely get to take it home, especially if they ate it all. You know, if they ate all their plate, we always, like for chicken tenders, always say, okay, make 6 per child, so they're going to eat 3 or 4, and then they'll take 2 home so their parents can actually see what they made and had for lunch.
Which is so cool. As
yeah,
a parent,
it's really,
I mean,
awesome.
That's so engaging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not just left mm-hmm. in the dark. That's so beautiful. Okay,
right.
So let's talk about some of the dates, because it's kicking off in just a couple of weeks, and there mm-hmm. is still some open spaces available. So on
yeah.
June, week number 1 is June 8th through 12th, and that is focused on our young kids, the ages 5
yeah.
to 10.
Yes. Yeah.
Week two is an advanced week. So those are going to be our kids 10 to 15. That's June 15th through the 19th.
Right.
Week three, again on the little kids, is June 22nd through the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Week four, also for the little kids, July 13th through the 17th.
Yeah.
Then we have an advanced week again, ages 10 to 15, July 20th through the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to round out week six with July 27th through the 31st for the children 5 to 10. And it's really easy to reserve the spot. Of course, we can't do refunds and we're not changing dates because once you're locked in, you're locked in. But right from your website, which is Michelina's Rest, short for restaurant, michelinasrest.com, at the header, summer camp, you can drop down, you can pay, you register your child, you enter all the information, you're done in like 2 minutes. It's all right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
so simple.
Simple. And you will have one happy child.
And you'll have...
Find that out.
And parents. I mean...
And parents.
That sounds delicious.
Some of the parents are like, don't you want to go to cooking camp again? Oh, yes, you do, don't you? Yeah, you do.
Yes, we do. But of course, you had mentioned that a lot of your current staff had graduated from cooking camp. But
yes.
Before becoming an employee, they were volunteers, and you're always looking for volunteers.
Oh, absolutely. That is so wonderful to have volunteers, especially if they've gone to the camp before, because I'll say, okay, we're going to make monkey bread. And the kids will be like, the volunteers will say, well, I remember how to make monkey bread. I can show them how to make monkey bread. So we do it as a group, but they also have a hands-on volunteer at their table helping them every step of the way.
That is so important.
Yeah.
And, you know, awesome. We were just talking about graduation parties and things, but
uh-huh.
if your kid is in high school, they have to get X amount of volunteer hours.
Yes, and we provide that for you. I mean, we have the forms and we fill them out. You get as many hours as you work, and it's pretty awesome.
And that volunteer form is also right on the website under the heading for
yes.
summer camp. So you can register your camper. If your teen has aged out, but they want to come back and they want to be helpful, there's an opportunity for that.
Absolutely.
And down the road, they might just get a job with Michelle.
Mm-hmm. One of my volunteers last year became a full-time employee.
See, just like that. That is
yep.
special.
And she was willing to volunteer the whole entire summer. And then... I said, you know what?
I like your work ethic. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It was awesome.
Let's talk about your hours of operation. When can folks come in and dine?
They can come in from Tuesday through Saturday from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. But we also do private parties any day during the day, Monday through Sunday. Or we do nightly parties on Sunday and Monday. But if you would like to reserve like part of the restaurant, you can do that as well. We wouldn't be able to close it down unless it's a huge party that can fill the whole place.
Mm-hmm.
But we're very flexible with all that kind of stuff.
Right, and we're coming into summer.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice place to have a bridal shower, a baby shower. It's cute, it's pink, it's very fluffy. So any types of parties like that. And like we will let you come in and hang decorations, put them everywhere, whatever you want. We're very accommodating for that as well. And the food is the best, just the best.
It truly is. And of course, every month, with the exception of the summer months when we have summer camp in full gear, my ladies' lunch, the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, meets for our Stewart meeting at Michelina's. And in that space, we are able to get more than 50 women together. It is just an incredible format, and everyone raves about your desserts.
Mm-hmm. Everything, all the desserts are homemade. As a matter of fact, some of the desserts have come from cooking camp. We tried them out there. They were such a huge hit that we put them on the menu, and the kids just love hearing that. They
Absolutely.
Love it.
Absolutely.
Blueberry lasagna was from cooking camp. Chocolate lasagna was from cooking camp.
Oh, and they're so
yep.
beautiful, too. The color, all of it.
Yes.
So Michelle, friends that are just tuning in, we're talking to Michelle, owner of Michelina's Restaurant there on US 1 in Stewart. We've highlighted all of the different catering that you do, and you can do any theme. You can get creative with out-of-the-box menus. It doesn't have to be what's limited to the site with the traditional Italian cuisine that you are famous for. We have highlighted the fact that you have multiple weeks of summer camp that starts in June that are for children 5 to 15, depending on the week. And it's all downloadable right from the website, which is michelinasrest.com. If folks wanted to call in, they wanted to discuss some catering, or they wanted to ask some additional questions about summer camp, or maybe job employment options, or private parties, as you had discussed, that you're available for, what's the phone number you want us to reach out to?
772-286-3455, or you can also email us, and Melissa will get back to you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, a special thank you to Michelle. You are just one of a kind. Our community is better for having you in it. The amount of give back that you do to nonprofits of all sizes and to the community at large is just second to none. Thank you so much. Thank you for being a partner of this program. We love you, and we're excited to fill up summer camp.
Awesome, Anna. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you. From the bottom of my heart.
Aw, there's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Tired of pool chores draining your weekend? Deja Blue Pool Service provides the expert skimming and chemical balancing you need for a crystal clear paradise. For Vero's most reliable professional care, Google Deja Blue Pool Service. Keep it clean, keep it blue.
Are you opening a used car lot, pawn shop, a restaurant that will serve beer and wine? In the state of Florida, these and many other industries require a Level 2 live scan background check for clearance to work in your industry. A1A Fingerprints is your certified live scan source from Broward to Brevard. And if you're a medical provider, you need to be registered on the ACA web portal. A1A Fingerprints will help you navigate and comply with the law. Call 772-494-6556 or visit a1afingerprints.com. A1A Fingerprints. Fingerprints.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16 ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over two decades, two letters, one simple name. Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest Treasure Coast Insider. Shout out to our friends at Union Home Mortgage, Shannon and Lucy. It's that time of year. Did you get a chunk of change back from your taxes and you want to invest in real estate? They have loan packages of all different options. Give them a call, Shannon and Lucy at Union Home Mortgage. Also, a special shout out to our friends at True Color Salon and Spa, weekend and evening hours, stylist of every hair type and budget. You will love True Colors. Book your appointments in advance. I'm a fan, and you will be too. And of course, my team at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, always here and happy to help with the heavy lifting, one piece or many across the street, state, or country. It's always a free on-site complimentary estimate, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Moving is what we do, and we would love the opportunity to help move you. of course, we love to give back to this local community, and this talk show is just one of the ways we're able to do so. Check out treasurecoastinsider.us to live link to these sponsors and check out past shows. Be in the know of all the things that are in the works. Hope that you had a great Mother's Day last weekend, that you're looking forward to a busy summer. It's a joy to be your host. I'm Anna. Until next week, cheers.